Granny's Evan, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the hotel discussing Lum's encounter with Trixie's dog. Listen.
Yeah, Trixie says he's just playing whenever he snaps at you that-a-way, but I, Grannies, I don't see no difference in being dog bit that-a-way than being bit when they're trying to bite you.
Yeah, if that little varmint had a bit me that-a-way, Lum, I'd have stomped the daylights out of him.
Yeah, and if he was to do that, Trixie'd pack up her belongings and pull right out of here. She thinks more of that little dog than anything.
Huh. That little varmint, he's got the sneakiest look in his eye I ever seen in any critter. Looks like he's just waiting for a chance to clamp right down on you.
He is, too. The day Trixie come in here, she handed him to me to hold while she got in the car, and he bit me three times before I could get cured of him.
Right then, when I'd have cured him of that habit.
And
he might have gummed me, he'd have never bit me. I'd have kicked his teeth right out of his mouth.
Now, the worst part of it is, Trixie won't let nobody take care of him but me.
Well, I thought you said that Cedric had him out walking now.
Well, he has, but Trixie don't know it.
Oh.
She thinks I'm out with him.
Oh, she does.
She'd have a fit if she knowed somebody else was looking after him. She won't trust him with nobody else.
Well, I dog it, if you're going to have to play nursemaid to him all the time she's here alone, you'd better make friends with him, I'll tell you that.
Well, there ain't no making friends with that thing.
He'll have you head up.
I've tried it. He just don't like me, that's all. Just plain don't like me.
Well,
Trixie says she thinks Choo-Choo Pie is jealous of me.
Who?
Choo-Choo Pie. That's the dog's name.
For the land's sake, Choo-Choo Pie. What kind of a dog is he supposed to be? I don't know if I ever seen anything that looked like him.
Well, she says he's a Pekingese or some such a name as that. He's a Chinese dog, I know.
Well, he ought to bet you with chopsticks in.
Well, they're worth a lot of money.
Well, he'd be worth more to her out here if he's a possum dog. The woods is full of them things.
Well, he ain't a hunting dog, Abby. He's just a pet.
Pet? Dog, as I'd just soon have a wildcat for a pet as that thing. Choo-choo pie. Oh, but if you didn't look a sight, Lum, when you come in to meet this morning and her carrying that little old dog in her arms.
Yeah, everybody turned around in their seats and stared at
it. Well, folks ain't used to. What if I carried old Blue, that hound of mine, in my arm? Elizabeth carried him in the meeting.
I'm sort of glad we come in late. Give everybody a chance to see Trixie.
Well, yeah,
done that. Granny's their eyes run out on stems whenever they see me with a good-looking girl like her.
Yeah, women folks stood around there for about half an hour after you all left, talking about her.
Oh, what'd they have to say about her?
Oh, well, they said she was pretty all right. They wouldn't deny that. But they know the reason that she used artificial flavoring and coloring on herself.
Oh, they're just jealous, that's all.
But men folks sure sit up and take a notice.
Yeah. Old Mose Moose never even looked at the preacher after she came.
No.
Sit there and turned around the seat and stared at us.
Yeah, well, I'll bet you she was winking at him. I know she winked at Ezra Seastrom.
She did.
Oh, I heard his woman just giving him a big bawling out on the way home from services.
Yeah, I think she has trouble with one of her eyes. Every time she looks at a man, it starts blinking, sort of.
It does, huh? Well, she called old Ezra to get hit right over the head with the hymnal. I'll tell her that. She's about as pretty a woman as I ever seen, though. I'll say that for her. Regardless of whether that complexion will come off or not.
Yeah, she ain't a thing like you'd think, neither.
She ain't, huh?
No, she's pretty and got all them fine clothes, but she's the old-fashioned kind, sort of.
Old-fashioned?
Yeah, likes to cook and keep house.
Oh.
Likes flowers.
Huh.
Writes to her mother every night and
bless
all stuff like it.
Bless her heart.
Just a sweet, innocent girl.
Well, she sure didn't act like she used to going to church. Started clapping there whenever Sister Simpson sung her solo.
Well, the reason for that is she's been on the stage for years, you know. She's an actor, you know.
No, I never knew.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, she's traveled all over the country with a show.
Well,
Trooping, she calls it. Burlesque, I believe she said was the name of the place she was in.
Well.
She's just resting here.
Resting?
Yeah.
Well, she ain't doing much of it. she's been on the go ever since she got here, climbing mountains, swimming, horseback riding.
Well, me and her's going bicycle riding tomorrow.
Bicycle riding?
Yeah, that's the latest style, she says. I've got to get some bicycle summers, too.
Well, me, I ain't saw grown people ride a bicycle since, way back in the 90s sometime.
I tried to talk her out of it, but then she sets her head, hits set, found that out. She's bound and determined.
She looks like she might be, yes,
darling. Yes, I doubt where I can even ride one. It's been so long.
Say, why don't you get that old tantrum bike that Ezra Seastonk used to have?
You mean two-seater?
Yeah. Him and his woman rode it to church, 8 or 10 years ago.
That ain't a bad idea. And forgot about Ezra having that.
Yeah, recollect, they'd ride into church every Sunday morning. Here they come, dressed just alike. She used to get a bowl of good, you know, and make her dress and Ezra's shirt out of the same.
That looked nice.
Oh, they looked awful pretty riding together.
I had one with a big wheel in front.
Yes,
that thing caught in a crack in a boardwalk one time when clean over.
Oh, they'll
never
do
will
it.
For you.
They'll do it. They'll do it.
Yeah, Tom forgot about Ezra having that thing. I'll go over there directly and see him about it.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Good idea. Good idea.
Oh, there was lots of them in them days. Circuit rider used to make his rounds on a bicycle sometime. Brother, what was his name? Riggins?
Yeah, Riggins. Yeah, I forgot all about him. Brother Riggins, yeah.
Yeah, this new preacher we got now sort of puts me in mind of him.
Well, he look a lot more alike, I reckon. But he ain't not as good a preacher as Brother Riggins was.
Oh, I don't know, Ever. I thought he done right good this morning. Uncommonly well.
Well, he's too pinted in his remarks. He just might not take the dirt right out from under a feller's feet.
Yeah, I noticed you sort of sliding down in your seat this morning.
Huh?
He was striking too close to home. That was the trouble. Caleb Weehunt got up and went to see about his team a couple of times.
Yeah, Caleb don't like him either. Me and Caleb.
Well, there's lots of folks that way. As long as the preacher's talking about the meanness that's going on in New York or some foreign place, he'll sit there and amen his remarks. But when he gets to talking about the shortcomings of our own community, they get the fidgets. I watched Grandpappy Spears this morning. When the preacher's talking about hypocrites, old Grandpap sat there and twisted and squirmed like he was being pestered by a wasp.
Well, I sort of like for a preacher to be a little more calm about his preaching. I don't like to see him pass backwards and forwards and pound the pulpit that way.
You just can't sleep during services is the trouble.
Why, Lum, when he got his hair mussed up this morning and his throat cleared to suit himself, he laid in on some of the straight from the shoulders preaching I ever sat under.
Well, one thing about him, a body can always put their finger on him. He comes right out flat-footed and says what he's for and again.
Oh, he does that?
He'll make enemies, yes. Ain't the pleasantest thing in the world to have somebody name over our shortcomings to us. But that's what we need. We're all children, you might say. We need somebody to sort of call us down every once in a while and pine out the right road for us.
No, I believe he just got it in for me, Lom. I could tell. Every remark he made this morning was pointed right at me. I felt like he'd just given me a big calling down right there in front of the whole congregation.
Oh, no, I sort of felt the same way. It just shows we was needing what he was talking about. He just throwed out a pair of shoes there that fit right now all of us.
Well, that's the trouble in a little town this way. Everybody knows one another's foot size too well. I was sitting there and felt like every eye in that meeting house was right on me. Back of my neck was burning like fire. I broke out in a cold sweat all over, just sitting there nervous as I could be.
Oh, he just starts chopping and lets the chips fall.
Hey, there's that switchboard buzzer,
yeah,
sir.
Trixie's room, too.
Huh?
Here, let me talk to her.
Yeah, she more than likely wants you to tell her what she's doing with that.
Hello, Manager Edders talking. Oh, hello, Miss Van Dusen.
Oh, man.
Why, yes, I just got back with him. Had a nice long walk.
What's he talking?
You did. Well, Cedric must have had some other dog for choo-choo pies laying right there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness, she's seen Cedric with the dog.
Huh?
How's that?
Out of this.
Well, I can't bring him up right now. I'm tied up in a big meeting down here and can't leave. Well, the dog's tied up, too. No, I mean he's in the meeting, too.
Tell her we elected him president.
Yeah, sure, I'm sure. He's right here. All right, just a minute. She wants me to hold him up to the telephone so she can talk to him.
Well, how can he do that? He ain't even here.
You've got to be Choo-Choo Pie.
Huh?
Get here to the phone when she starts talking to Choo-Choo Pie. You kind of whine.
Now, look, I don't know how to bark.
Go ahead. I ain't got time to argue with you now, Ed. If she ever finds out I let somebody else take that dog out, she'll have a fit.
Turn out to be a fast dog.
All right, Trixie. Here he is up to the phone. Go ahead and talk to him. Here, Abner.
I love you, too.
Hush up, Edmund. You're a dog. Why?
I just wish you could have heard what she was saying to me.
Well, why? That's good. Now, Bart. Hey, choo-choo pie's a little bitty dog. Huh? Give me that Reese.
Well, I'll never know what...
Hello, did you hear him? Yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
I know he did. How old is he anyway? Maybe his voice has changed.
For the land, thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's right, they don't. But I think he's got an awful cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been sneezing and coughing terrible. Huh? Oh, no, never mind. I can tend to him all right. Hello. Granny, she's coming downstairs after him.
Huh?
Get Cedric, Edmund. Get Cedric. We've got to get that dog back here.
Well, it seems that the hotel business has a few strange quirks, chasing and imitating dogs being not the least of Lum and Abner's troubles. So be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.